Hello, ma'am. Yes, good evening, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion, ma'am? It's so important to us.
If it isn't too long, I'm in the middle of something. What's your questions?
Yes, there's issues facing the community. So it'll be quick, ma'am. We would like to know, ma'am, my first question to you would be is, well, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something different?
Female.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, what is your year of birth?
48.
1948. Great.
Correct.
All right. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know is, well, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor of Science.
Great. All right. And moving on, ma'am, would you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what would you consider your race to be, ma'am?
White.
Okay. And moving on. Well, would you say you're registered to vote in Columbus or you're not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay. And moving on. All right. As you may know, ma'am, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in this November 2023 general election? Would you say you're almost certain, probably 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
Almost certain.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Do you plan to vote by mail, early in person, or election day in person?
Election day in person.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, how motivated are you to vote in this November 2023 general election on a scale of a 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated. From a 0 to a 10?
Probably 9.
A 9, okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we want to rate how you feel about some people, again, using a scale of a 0 to a 10. Well, 10, 0 means you have an unfavorable opinion towards them. 10 means that you have an extremely favorable opinion towards them. So, for example, Emmanuel Remy, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate Emmanuel?
Probably 8.
Okay. What about the Columbus City Council, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
8.
Okay. And Joseph Motil, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate Joseph?
Sounds similar, but I would probably go 8.
Okay. And Farhan Jetty, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
Same.
I'm sorry, what number would that be, ma'am? From a 0
8.
To a 10? Oh, okay. And Nancy Dayakower, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate her?
Probably the same, 8. I think they're good, but I wouldn't put them at the top.
No problem. What about Adrian Hood, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
The same, 8.
Okay. And Nick Bankston, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
I'd rate them all 8. I think they're all good, but I wouldn't rate any of them a 10. And from what I know of all of them.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem. Well, we're almost done. We still need to click an answer. What about Andrew Ginterman, from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate him?
Maybe a 9.
Okay. And Shannon Harden, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
8.
Okay. And Louis Gill, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
I don't know much about him. Probably I'd just say 8. I don't know.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. No problem. Thank you so far for your responses. Moving on quickly. Well, thinking about the Columbus City Council, ma'am, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Would you rather elect new people to the city council so the council can go in a new direction, or would you rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing?
You know, I don't know enough about that to say. I'm not sure.
Okay. Are you leaning more towards any of the responses, like, for example, electing new people, like the first one, or would you rather re-elect city council with the same members so they continue to work what they have been doing?
Probably if I had to, I'd say re-elect.
Okay, no problem. Moving on quickly. If the November election for mayor of Columbus were held today, would you vote for Joseph Mosel or Andrew Ginter, or would you lean more towards any of them?
Probably Ginter.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
I'm not sure on that.
Oh, would you say you lean more towards Adrian Hood or you lean more towards Emmanuel Remy?
Probably Rami.
Okay, moving
I'm
on.
I'm not sure.
Oh, no problem. No problem, ma'am. Your feedback is welcome. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Baxson?
Baxson.
Okay. How certain are you that we would be voting for Nick Baxson for Columbus City Council, ma'am? Would you say very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain?
Questionable. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Deocher?
I don't know on that one. I do not know.
Would you say you
I'd probably leave it blank.
Oh, okay. Or would you say, ma'am, that you lean more toward Louis Gill or would you lean more towards Nancy Deocher?
What was the second one, Gill?
Oh, Louis Gill or Nancy Deocher?
Probably Gill.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, we're almost done. Thank you for your responses. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements, at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each dollar of taxable value. This amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county's auditor's appraised value. For a continuing period of time, this will be commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. So my question is, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
I'm not certain. I would probably vote yes.
Okay.
But I'm not 100%.
No problem, ma'am. All right. And in politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
If I had to say, probably more Democrat, but I voted each way.
No problem. All right, ma'am. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Would you say that you're the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, ma'am?
Say that again. I didn't get. What did you say?
Yes. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Would you say Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay. And last year, ma'am, which was 2022, what would you say was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say less than 25,000, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 100, 100 to 250, or over $250,000?
100 to 250.
Okay. No problem. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.